She would be a warrior queen who would stand by his side no matter what. I'm going to say that again because I feel like I said queen weird.
Okay.
Did it sound weird?
I don't think so, but go ahead.
Oh, fuck are they. Serious face on. She would be a warrior queen who would stand by his side no matter what. Queen. Why is queen such a strange word for me to say?
Oh my god, that's funny. Right. You should be familiar with that over there in England.
I know, but I mean, the reason why I don't like royal romances is because I just do not give a shit about royalty. So, I don't understand the allure of it.
Yeah.
Like modern day, like royalty, I just don't get the
I don't get the appeal because it seems like it would be so restrictive, almost like you're in prison. You know what I mean? Like they're so controlled and I don't know. I wouldn't want to be in the middle of that shit.
I wouldn't either. Mm-mm. Also, none of them are attractive, if we're honest with each other. Not attractive. They've been inbreeding for like generations. I'm glad they're getting like new blood in now, but I mean, I feel mean saying that because, you know, they're not like ugly or anything, but it's just, I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
You know? I don't get it. The guy who's working on your kitchen sounds sexier than William or Harry, and you still haven't taken any sneaky pics.
Sadly, that's the ones that got fired.
What? Why did you fire him?
Because he was shit.
Yeah, but he's so pretty.
He lasted about a day.
Oh, you see, he can't go on his looks alone. She should have been like, before you go, I just need to take a picture. Got a pervy friend in Britain who wants to have a look at you.
That's hysterical.
Well, welcome to the Fangover, guys, where we romance all things that go bump in the night and also the people who lay Francesca's floors. I'm Suzanne from Under the Covers Book Blog, and I am joined by
Francesca from Under the Covers Book Blog.
So it's an exciting day, guys. I have, by some miracle, managed to bully Francesca into reading another sci-fi romance. So I put a poll up on Instagram like a while ago so that we could like bully as a group, you know, some kind of bonding experience for us. And together we chose Gladiator by Anna Hackett, which is the first book in the Galactic Gladiators series. And never has a series title so succinctly and accurately described the actual series. So what I'm going to do is interrogate Francesca about how she felt about the book. Have we finally found a sci-fi romance that she likes? And then we're going to talk about our favourite warrior heroines. For reasons which will be obvious once we start talking about Gladiator, because Gladiator has a really, in my opinion, amazing like fighter/warrior heroine. So I've been really quite careful about how I worded this. I've been calling it a sci-fi romance rather than an alien romance, mainly because most of the heroes in this series are basically like human looking, only taller and better hung, of course, because apparently all aliens, no matter what they look like, are hung like a horse. So would you agree with that like the heroes are kind of basically just like a bigger, better human? I quite often recommend this series to people who are new to sci-fi and alien romance, as it feels like a soft entry into the genre. So what do you think? I mean, I've made it obvious what I think.
Obviously,
it's not really an alien romance. There's nothing like weird about like the way he looks. Is, you know, he's just,
but
like,
he's still an alien. I mean,
Yeah, he's still
in,
an alien.
The technicality of it, he still is. But I agree with what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, he's still an alien for sure.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, though, that it's very, like, soft entry. And I think that, you know, there were certain things that, for me, made this easier to, like, process. And that was definitely one of those things. Another one of the things was the action and the warrior part of it, which we're going to talk about later. But definitely the less weird alien-y is something that could probably appeal, like, for, like, a straight paranormal romance reader. Maybe even somebody that hasn't dived too much into anything supernatural, paranormal. I think they would still, if you like action, it's a pretty good, like, starting point for the genre, in my opinion. So, yeah, definitely agree.
Yeah, because there's nothing too, like, because obviously, you know, I love all, like, the alien weird ones. And for me, it, like, there's, it's fine. I can walk straight into it without, like, blinking an eye.
Yeah.
But I know some people aren't quite like that. But this one, like, when you're seeing the hero and heroine, you're not looking at the hero going, he's fucking weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Why does he have five arms and a tail and, like, whatever?
Yeah.
Or, you know, so there's less for you to try and process. You just have to be on board with humans are, like, spacefaring and they've been kidnapped and they end up, there's nothing too weird that you have to really think about in this.
It's almost like you could pretend that it's just different countries as opposed to different planets, and
it would
feel like it's not even that much of a sci-fi, you know, just more like a military kind of, I guess, romantic suspense type of book. If you, like, take away the fact that they are in space, but, you know,
I think it's because it has, like, because it's gladiators, it does have a medieval vibe to it, I think, because that technology, it's not like technology isn't mentioned, it is, but they fight with swords and whips and nets, right? Because it's a proper, like, gladiator experience, so, like, the sci-fi there is quietly chugging along in the background, but actually it feels like some kind of, almost feels like a historical in some ways.
Yeah, it was a cool mix, for sure.
Yeah. So did you like the idea about the Galactic Gladiator idea and the world building in this book? So for me, I liked it because it was like a planet, which is like a gladiator planet, which people go to there as either slaves or because they just want to be a gladiator, or they're part of some alien military and it's a way to test their skills. So there's, like, such a different range of reasons why people are there on this, like, gladiator planet. And I really liked the idea. I liked the mixture of the old and the new. So the, like I said, like, the Roman feel of it combined with having, like, aliens, and later on there are cyborgs, like, mixed in with, like, this fighting with swords and stuff. So what about you?
Basically everything you just said. just repeat that. I love the gladiator idea. And when we first talked about, like, putting up the poll and you gave me, like, the options that you were going to put up, I might have sneakily asked people to vote for this one because of the fact that I thought it would be a really cool idea. You know, like, the whole gladiator concept in space seemed like it's, like, two complete opposites. And I feel like the author did such a great job putting them together because it was so seamless. Like, it wasn't jarring at all to have, like, what you're saying, like, they're fighting with swords and there's this really medieval vibe. But at the same time, there's also everything else going on with different aliens and
There's also spaceships and cutting edge, like, medical technology.
Exactly.
And
that's really cool. I think she did it so well. Yeah. She did it really well. Yeah.
Although I just noticed there, you know, confessed to rigging the voting. Not sure how
probably,
I feel about that.
Probably nobody listened to me. It's fine.
Because I think it was quite close between this one and, I want to say, Strange Love by Anna Guiri.
Oh, thank God.
What I love Strangelove.
I haven't read it, so I can't judge it.
It is quite a lot, though, to take on board.
Baby steps, it's Suzanne. Almost... Okay, baby steps.
Yeah. That would have been a pretty huge step, because the hero in Strangelove...
Going by the cover.
Looks exactly... Yeah, yeah. He's such a cinnamon roll, though.
Oh, God.
He looks really fierce, but, like, he's so sweet. He's like the beta in the relationship, and she's more like the alpha. It's an interesting dynamic.
That's cute.
Also, for sex, she has to penetrate him, which is
nice.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take some time to work on that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, baby steps.
You know what it is with sci-fi romance, and obviously the distinction you're making between sci-fi and alien romance. I like sci-fi romance where it's very human, like a human experience is just there in space and they're going from one planet to another. Yeah. And a little bit of this book reminded me of... what's that series by Justin Mihalik that I liked?
The one that starts with Polaris Rising.
Right. Yeah, that one. And
I can't remember what the series is called.
I don't know. I can't remember. But I love that series. And it does have that vibe of like a little bit of fighters and all of that. So I definitely enjoy that. And I think that's because I like my sci-fis to have that like action element and going between one planet and the other and the spaceships. And I don't know, I'm not so keen on the strange looking aliens and more in the other aspects of sci-fi.
I like both. I love the alien romances, but I do like the ones like this as well, like the paranormal romance in space where everyone's basically human too.
But... although it's kind of weird, though, because I feel like with paranormal romance, there are some species. I guess they always, like, change back to human, though, so that's probably why I can deal with it better. But I don't know. There's all kinds of, like, shifters and weird things that I've read. I mean, I've read bird shifters, and for some reason, like, it's not even a blip in my radar. But I guess it's because they always shift back to a human form.
I like them when they look weird. See, I'm weird because I like aliens that look like monsters but aren't.
Right.
And I hate books where the humans look really pretty but are actually monsters on the inside. So like the darker romance books and mafia stuff and like MC ones, which where they're not like Kristen Ashley MC where everyone's very nice.
Right.
So I can't stand those books where they're actually monsters, but they're obviously human and they look and they're handsome and whatever. I can't stand those. But give me an alien romance where they look like a monster, but actually like marshmallows. That's what I want.
That's funny.
It's my favourite kind of book. Okay. But, you know, back to Gladiator. So we haven't really spoken much about like the vibe of the book and the world and the world, but the romance, because it is, after all, the main aim of the book is that there's a romance and there's a HEA at the end.
Yeah.
So Harper, our heroine, and Raiden, what did you think? Did you like them as a couple and individual characters? So I did like them. I like Harper and Raiden. I've read this whole series. They're not my favourite in the series, but they're a great introduction to the series. I liked that Harper was, like, she's a total badass because she's from human military. So she's already like got skills and it's shown right from the beginning, like how competent she is and stuff like that. Even though she does get captured in the end, it just shows like what a badass she is. So I liked both characters. Raiden was okay. Not alien enough for me. But no, I did like them together and they had like immediate chemistry and I thought they were quite hot together. And then like once they were, like once Raiden was in, he was like all in, which is something I also quite like. When a hero just flips that switch and is like, right, okay, why am I resisting this? I'm just going to love this heroine forever. I'm like, yes, I love you too. What about you? Did you like the main couple? Did they intrigue you enough to...
I guess I feel pretty much the same like you. I probably like the heroine more than I like the hero, but I still like the hero. I just like the badass females, so I think that's probably why I gravitated more towards her, because he was pretty standard for a PNR kind of hero. A little bit alpha, but, you know, I liked his backstory, and I just liked how he was really, like, I don't know, like, how he welcomed the heroine, I guess, in the world and, like, was teaching her things or whatever. So I really liked them together. I liked how, like, their relationship developed. They probably don't stand out. Probably, if I read more of them, I'm sure I'll have a different, like, favorite couple, because they're kind of standard. I don't know. Like, not...
Yeah.
Not that special, but still enjoyable. And I think that they were really good together. Like, I think they were a good pairing. They matched each other perfectly. Yeah. And I think it has to do with the fact of her background and then what he's been doing. So, like, I don't know. They felt like they matched perfectly. So I did like them. They were good.
They're a good couple to introduce the world, I think.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, the reigning champion of the gladiator ring. Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember what the world's called, but he's like the reigning champ. He's like the best gladiator,
right?
So they were a good intro, and I liked that. Like, he was protective of her, but he also, like, encouraged her and to fight as well. So because she turns into a gladiator as well, and he doesn't, like, hold back from her. Like, I like that he encouraged, like, her warrior skills, and he wasn't afraid of it, and he wasn't, like, one of those really annoying alpha who tries to, like, pack her with cotton wool. He, like, he let her, like, display her skills, as it were.
Yeah, because he knew she was capable, so I also really like that about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he found it sexy as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can respect that.
Yeah.
A hero who finds having a competent heroine sexy.
Yeah.
So we've mentioned this is quite an action-packed and fast-paced series. So much so that I could almost see it, like, as a film playing out in my head, because it had those kind of vibes. Mm-hmm. It was probably just the film Gladiator playing out in my head, but whatever. What did you think about the romance to action ratio? I thought it was fine. I liked that it was quite... It's a fairly short book. Or at least it felt like a short book. I'm not actually sure how many pages it is. But you read through it so quickly because it's just... You go from action scene to, like, love scene to the next action to, like, a relationship. Like, and it's so fast-paced. But easy, but not so fast-paced that you're missing anything. So you still get to know the world and the characters. And yet they're still, like, it's still, like, boom, boom, boom all the way through right till the end, which you then realise you've read the whole book, you know?
Yeah,
it was absolutely. I thought it was really good that way. Yeah.
I also like again, I love action-packed books, so it worked really well for me. I guess if I'm really being picky about it, maybe the romance was a little bit less than the action and world building, but it's also the first book in the series, so it makes sense because it had to, like, introduce us to a lot of, like, what's going on. So that made sense. For me, it was perfect, though, because, like, I really enjoyed getting the action, and I think it made the story, like, move really quickly. And I think it was a short book because I listened to this on audio, and it was only, I think, a 6 hours audiobook.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So that is pretty short.
Yeah. 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 So it was a pretty, pretty quick one.
I agree with, like, the romance. I wouldn't say took a back seat to everything, but if you like your romances to have a more emotion, be more, like, emotional and, like, in depth, and, like, and the romance to be, like, a real journey. This isn't that kind of book.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, if this was a film, this would be, like, an action film with, like, a big romance plot in it, you know? I'm trying to think. It would be, like, Romance in the Stone, you know? Have you watched that?
Yeah, I have.
Because that's really action-packed, but the romance is quite a big thing in it as well.
Yeah. I think that's pretty good. You know? I mean, that's exactly like what I like to watch. So for me, it was great. But yeah, I agree that if somebody's really looking for like that romance-y thing, deeper connection, I think that's what was missing, was more of the deeper emotional connection. Which, yeah. I mean, I was fine not having that because I would much rather see some like fighting and, you know.
Yeah. Not that they, I feel like they definitely had a connection.
Yeah.
It was the actual love story part was over like a short like space of time, and they get together quite
insta-lovey, a little bit insta-lovey.
Yeah, and but also they're in this really like intense environment where things just move faster, so mm-hmm. you can kind of see why the romance moves so fast. Yeah. You know, they put their lives on the line like every time they go out and fight. So I don't know. Yeah. But yeah, if you're after like a story which has like a deep emotional, I'm trying to think of a book like that now and my mind is completely blank.
Yeah, I can't.
But
think
if you're
of
looking
one.
For a book that what has like this deep emotional connection and it's really focused on like the two protagonists like exploring that together, this isn't that book, you know.
Yeah.
If you want something fun and fast and sexy men fighting in red cloaks, this is the book you pick up.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know that I don't like to read insta-love. And it felt insta-lovey like as I was reading it, but it didn't bother me at all. So I think it was done really well.
Yeah, because everything was almost so instant, wasn't it?
Yeah, like, yeah, everything was so immediate.
Yeah, so you just get swept up in it.
Yeah,
which is great.
Fine.
I think.
It's good.
So, now the big question: would you read more in this series? And were there any characters you'd like to kind of know more about, read more about? That when you were reading it, you thought, "Oh, I wonder where their book is." I mean, obviously, I've read the whole series, so I would read more in this series, and I am now thinking about rereading it because I do love the series. I think it's so good, and it's such a nice, easygoing, action-packed series.
Yeah,
that I've already read it, so my answer is yes to all those questions. What about you?
So I would definitely read more in the series. I can't remember the name of the character, but like the bodyguard one. What was his name?
Galen.
Galen. And I love his interactions with the heroine too. Like that was probably like where I liked him better. But I was just like really interested in his character. And I know we probably talked about this before, and you said that that's way far in the series.
It's literally the last book. It's book 11. So Galen is the head of the gladiator house. And he's like an older character. He's got like an eye patch. And
he was just so interesting.
But he's a badass.
I mean, they are really short, so I may go through 11 books because, you know, whenever I'm in the mood for something quick, I could just pick up an audiobook for this and, like, read it in a couple hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I mean, you totally could. They all have the same vibe as this book.
Yeah.
Like I said, this one isn't actually my favorite in the series. Although I like it, it's not my favorite in the series.
A lot to look forward to then. Also, I really enjoy the author's writing because like this is like my kind of writing where it's really fast paced and there's like, you know, probably not as much detail because, you know, I hate when they're like describing everything.
So, too flowery.
Yeah. I mean, this was like perfect. So I would definitely also read more from this author in other genres.
She does mainly sci-fi, but
she has some romantic suspense, I think, no?
She might do, but her she doesn't do alien romance. She does a sci-fi series called Hell Squad, which is set on Earth, and Earth has been invaded by aliens. And basically, it's the remaining humans, and it does feel like a romantic suspense because they're almost the people you'll concentrate is the Hell Squad, and they're a military unit trying to defend like Earth, all this territory from invaders. So it's like sci-fi, but it's set on Earth and the protagonists are all like human.
You see, it's like sci-fi light. This is my thing.
Yeah. That's Hell Squad. I've read the first few in that, and it's, I mean, I do prefer Galactic Gladiators because it's got It's got some aliens in it. It's got nice aliens, and it's got cyborgs and Galactic Gladiators as well. So I'm all for that. But it's the same style, and I did enjoy it.
Nice.
I'm glad you'll read on though.
Yeah.
I thought you would like the series.
So there is one that I had seen. Is the series is called Norcross Security, and like to me that looks like contemporary.
Oh, okay.
Romantic suspense, but I could be wrong. But
is that the one where they're like treasure hunters?
I'm not sure.
Oh, so that could be the Treasure Hunter Security series.
Probably. So this one, I think the heroine of the first book is a museum curator, and then the hero is some investigator. So great covers. I will say her covers for like everything she's written are pretty
nice.
They're
good, right?
They're pretty nice covers, let me tell you.
Yeah. I mean, the reason I picked up Gladiator was because of the cover of Gladiator.
Can't blame you.
I honestly feel across all genres, Gladiator has got one of the best abs-related covers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's so good. She is a great author. I've read quite a few of her books, although none of the more contemporary ones. Mm-hmm. They're mainly on like the sci-fi side, but yeah. They do all have like a similar vibe. I feel like if you liked the style of one of her books, no matter what the genre, you would probably like another one.
I have a feeling, yeah. So I'm definitely going to be diving into that backlist. Yeah, I'm probably going to like look at the sci-fi ones and like read on in this series because, you know.
Yeah.
You know I like to read in order.
Well, you know my favorite one is called Beast.
Okay,
let's see. And it's the only one which has
a blue.
Well, it's the only one. It's the only one that has like an alien, like an alien. It's book 7.
I see.
And it's got Demon from the Dark vibes because he's like kind of primal.
So
and,
I might like
you know,
that. Because I love me some Vemons.
Yeah. So also, if you like the warrior, which we know we both do, the one called Champion. So do you know when you get there, there's already a woman gladiator?
Right.
It's her book.
Okay.
So Saf, her name is. So it's her book, and it's with a human male.
Ooh.
So yeah. But no, that book's really good.
Nice. Okay.
They're all really good. They all have things I like about them.
Yeah. And they're all really short. So, because like that one you're just talking about, Champion, is 148 pages. So, I mean.
Yeah. It's
nice and quick.
There's also some novellas. There's also like, there's like a book which has got three like novellas. And it's about people who are in that, on that planet and help out the gladiators, but they're not gladiators themselves, but they still get like a little side book.
Okay.
So
nice.
There's plenty to dig into in this series. So what did you rate it?
I rated it 4.
Did you? Yeah. Oh my gosh. I rated it 4 as well.
Nice. It was good. It was good. I really liked it.
It's like, you know, I love all the aliens and stuff, but this genuinely is like just one of my favorite like series.
Yeah.
It's so fun and short and like nice to read.
Yay.
Finally,
we found it.
We have. Now it's like, what can I recommend next? I need to find a series that has like similar vibe, but has like a slightly more alien like hero or heroine. Just to like really ease you in. I'll have to give
There's
it some
your
thought.
There's your job now.
Yeah. Or maybe cyborgs as well. Mm-hmm. They're quite good.
Yeah.
Cyborgs are a good transition from human to alien. Because
Like they're just weird enough, but you know.
Yeah. Right. I will be giving that some thought. And when I've got a list, I'll put another poll up and get you to read another sci-fi. But I am genuinely pleased that you enjoyed this series, that book, and you might, you know, continue with the series.
Yay!
Harper is a badass in Gladiator. She's a real warrior heroine. I, as you've heard us talk about. We do really like warrior heroines in our paranormal romance, fantasy and sci-fi. It feels like it's a subsection of like the competent heroine, with their competence being stabby and badass, which I am all about. So we are going to talk about some of our favorite like warrior slash fighter heroines across like the like PNR fantasy and sci-fi genre. To be honest though, most of mine are like fantasy or PNR. Actually, most of mine are urban fantasy. I've got a nice list here because we have done recommendations before and I've sometimes found it hard to get enough series. But with this, I was like, I like this one, I like this one. So clearly it's exactly the kind of books I gravitate towards because I have quite a few. But I've narrowed it down to my favourites. So do you want me to go first?
Yes, go first, go first.
I think we all know what I'm going to say. I think we all know.
I think it's been some time since you've done your plug, so go ahead.
So one of my favourite warrior slash fighter heroines is Kate Daniels from the Kate Daniels series by Alona Andrews.
Oh, God.
Oh, but she fits so perfectly. I don't even need to, like, weirdly try and twist it to try and get her in, because she is, I feel like she is the one who got me to love warrior slash fighter heroines so much, because she is so good. So she starts off the Kate Daniels series as a mercenary. She's like a badass with a sword and combat in general, and I just love her so much. I also recently reread, or actually I listened to, Gunmetal Magic, which is book 5.5 in a series. But most of the books are from, well, actually all of the books are from Kate Daniels' perspective, apart from Gunmetal Magic, which is from her best friend Andrea Nash's point of view. Mm-hmm. And Andrea is a former knight who is like a crack shot and like she loves guns and arrows and crossbows, anything where it's like you aim and fire is like her thing. And I read that, and she is also a badass warrior heroine who I really enjoyed. So yeah, I finally got to mention Kate Daniels, and I'm trying really hard not to just like fangirl all over this.
Gosh, because, everywhere.
Oh my God, I don't know what it is about that series, but like genuinely one of my favorites ever.
Yeah.
Mainly because it's like funny, lots of action. Curran is like my favorite hero. She's my favorite heroine. It, you know, it's all I want. And after this, I'm probably going to start a Kate Daniels book.
I was because... going to ask you, are you just going to reread? Because now you got that flowing in your mind. Like, ooh, I just need, well, I need my fix. But you just read one.
I did. And now I want to read another one. That was from Andrea's point of view. And I love Andrea.
Listen, I have an Alona Andrews heroine to talk about too. So,
do you?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I had to do one that like was obvious, and I think all of her heroines fit really well with like the fighter feel. But okay, so here's my first one. I'm just gonna get the Alona Andrews out of the way so that like that segment of the show is finished. But is Ilara from Iron and Magic.
Okay.
That's the first in the Iron Covenant series, and that's Hugh's HEA. I thought that she was pretty badass.
Yeah, she was.
She's pretty badass. So I think that, you know, I knew you were going to talk about Kate Daniels, so... I don't know.
As soon as they're like doing warriors.
Yeah, I don't know if she's better than Kate, because I love Kate Daniels.
No.
But so definitely I wouldn't say she's better, but she's definitely pretty kick-ass, and I did like her. And she also has a good sense of humor while she's kicking ass. Yeah. So
I think that's what her heroines have in common. They're all kind of quite insightful. They're all like kick-ass in different ways. Mm-hmm. So like Nevada Baylor from the Hidden Legacy series.
I was like Hidden Magic, but it's not.
Yeah. I would say, like, she's like a PI.
Yeah.
And she's not a fighter in the same way Kate Daniels is. And I would say she was pretty.
She's
pretty,
resilient.
Like
she's badass, like in like the sense that she's resilient. I don't know that I would classify her
yeah.
in, like the fighter warrior category.
No, I wouldn't say she was a warrior.
But she's strong. Right. She's definitely strong.
But she does get into battles, though,
little
right?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
Look, there's bits with her in tanks. I mean, there she does get yeah. into, like, battles and has to fight.
But that's more because of how the world is set up. You know, like, the Kate yeah, Daniels yeah. world lends itself to more, like, actual fighting. And
sword on sword. Yeah. Sword on sword action, yeah.
yeah. Whereas yeah. the Hidden Legacy is not quite set up that way.
It's like magical battles more than mm-hmm. like physically. Right. Well, it's a bit of both, but
yeah.
Either way, guys, just read Alona Andrews because she's well, they sorry, because yeah. it's a husband and wife team. Yeah, they yeah. are amazing.
They are. So now we can like close the fangirling chapter of the episode and move on to other
we'll
recommendations.
See. We'll see. I just want to sit here and talk about Alona Andrews for 5 hours, please. My next one, if I really have to move on, is Gemma Townsend from You Only Love Twice by Beck McMaster. So this series is a spin-off of the London Steampunk series, and it's called the True Blood Conspiracy series, just to make it really complex. And Gemma is a secret agent. So she's kind of like under like the beautiful but like deadly category. So it's a steampunk series. So it's like set in Victorian London for the most part. So she's kind of dressed and acts like a lady, but she can cut your throat and leave you there in a blink if she has to, because she's also a warrior,
nice
fighter, assassin. Kind of, she's in like the, I reckon assassin might be a better like description. Assassin slash spy.
Mm-hmm.
So she's she is a total badass, and I really enjoyed her book. So her book is like a second chance romance type book, and also enemies to lovers, because her hero is actually on the opposite side of this conspiracy that they're trying to thwart. And they'd met up before when she was spying previously, and he thought she was dead. So
nice.
It's really interesting, because there's also stuff. So it's steampunk, but there's also vampires. So she's a vampire. I'm trying to remember. I don't think she's human. I think she's a vampire, which means something with the way that Beck McMaster has done vampires in the London steampunk world is really interesting, because it's not a paranormal phenomena. It's like a disease. It's a mm-hmm. virus. And the more of this vampiric virus you get, the more inhuman you get, till eventually you basically become like this, almost like this mindless monster. So they have to keep an eye on the levels of the virus. It's such an interesting idea. So every vampire is like this time bomb. But yeah, so Gemma Townsend, highly recommend that series. Although I would probably start with the London steampunk series.
Yeah, it gives a base on the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could start the True Blood conspiracy series without having read London steampunk, but I mean, they're all great books, so I would just say read London Steampunk anyway.
Yeah.
Kiss of Steel is the first book in that series, and that's one of my favourites.
Okay, so I was trying to really pick things that we haven't, like, talked about before. So I dug deep into what I've read. and when I first read the Night Huntress series, and I can't remember if this other series I read right before or right after Night Huntress, but it's definitely a series that I recommend. Like, if you like the Night Huntress series, you probably like this one. And the heroine is Jazz Parks, and this is the Jazz Parks series by Jennifer Rarden. I think that's how you say her name.
How do you spell it?
Rardin.
Okay.
Rarden? I don't know.
Rarden? Yeah. Rarden.
And I had started reading the series, and it is a completed series. Book 8 is the last book in the series, and sadly, the author passed away right after she had released that, which is pretty sad. But it's an amazing series. It's an amazing kick-ass heroine, and it does work a lot like kind of like the Night Huntress, in that there is like the connection with the federal government and the paranormal. So the hero of the story is Bale, who is hundreds of year old vampire, and he works for the CIA, and the heroine is kind of like his buddy. This is assigned to be like his partner / bodyguard. She's basically like an assassin. So if you can imagine, like, you know, Cat, that's pretty much how this heroine is. She's definitely kick-ass. Really, really enjoyed it. She does keep up with her vamp boss, basically. And also there's that humor, I guess, like, that's like my thing, I don't know, in this episode, but it's that mix between being like so kick-ass and being able to like handle your stuff, and at the same time having that easygoing attitude and personality that like really lightens that aspect of it, so like it makes them more relatable. So definitely mm-hmm. Jazz is like that, and she's also a little bit crazy. So she hears, there's these voices in her head, and throughout the series, like, things get a little bit, like, more. There's definitely, like, characters in her head that you have to question whether they're real, or, like, she's hearing, like, ghosts, or, like, if there's like, an actual possession, or if she's just going crazy. But it definitely made the whole series more interesting, so I really enjoy that aspect of it. So if you're looking for like something like the Night Huntress series and like that type of kick-ass heroine, then definitely recommend it.
I've never heard of that series.
I think it came out like in 2007. I think it was like around the same time as Night Huntress.
That seemed like the era for those types of like urban fantasies with really strong heroines, but also had like
with humor,
but also like romance mm-hmm. and basically the books that I love.
And like there's the whole team, because you know it's kind of like Kat's team, so there's like all these other members of the team, and they go on these investigations, you know, like there's terrorism or there's some serial killer or whatever that they need to like stop and, you know, figure out what's going on. So it was nice. It was fun. It's a fun series.
I'm gonna look this up because I love series like that. And I especially love that it's a finished series. Yeah. So I know I can
it's only 8 books, so it's pretty quick.
My next one is a recent series, and there is a new book coming out. I'm gonna say in a series, but I think it's just like set in the world, but it's actually a new series, or like almost like a spin-off, and that's Evie from the Crown of Shards series by Jennifer Estep, which is a fantasy. I was going to say a fantasy romance, but I'm not sure if that's really, like, it feels, when I'm reading it, because there is a romance in it, and it is an element in the book, but it feels, when I was reading it, the romance wasn't the main point of the book in the end. It happened and it was important. It was important to like Evie's happiness and stuff like that. But I feel like it could have not had a HEA at the end of the trilogy and it still would have concluded okay. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's just me as a former, like, I used to just read fantasy and it didn't really have any romance in it was incidental, but for me it was more about the story. So at the beginning of this series, Evie witnesses, so she's like a minor member of the royal family mm-hmm. and she witnesses basically a coup where the princess kills everyone mm-hmm. in the entire family, but Evie somehow manages to get away, and then she, after killing her mother and everyone in the family, then becomes like the queen. So she manages to escape and ends up ironically enough in a gladiator company.
See a theme here.
Yeah, and she doesn't start the book off as a warrior, but she starts to get trained as a warrior. And by the end of this trilogy, she's like a total like badass.
Nice.
Through this training that she gets. So it, like, it's really great because you see the journey from her, because she's kind of, no one knows, everyone has like magic in this series and no one really knows what her magic is, and she's kind of overlooked and picked on isn't the right word, but no one's very nice to her. They kind of just forget about her, and if they do notice her, they're not great towards her. So she's used to being overlooked and underrated or whatever. So she goes off and then obviously comes back a badass. Nice. And it's all about her getting back, like, her, it's not even her crown, but like trying to get rid of like the evil queen. Mm-hmm. And then which makes her the queen.
Nice.
Yeah,
I like that. That sounds good.
It's really good, and I'm looking forward to reading, I'm going to say the next book, but it's almost like, so the story does end in the trilogy, like it has a conclusion, but it's like Eastep has created this massive world, and there are more stories in that world. There are characters that you want to know more about, and so the focus then goes off of Evie in this next book and goes on to like another kingdom. Mm-hmm. I think it's the Troll Kingdom, and I can't wait to that read it. Cool. Because it sounds so good.
Yeah.
And like, Troll is like, oh, it's just Suzanne and loving her monsters again. But it's not like, it's not, they're just like another race in this fantasy mm-hmm. world. Like, and they're like really interesting. And I can't wait to read more. So
that sounds really good. I've been wanting to read her for a while. So
I think you'll like it because it has like that fast packed action. Mm-hmm. It has like humor. If you don't mind, there's always like this theme, like you meet the hero. I say the hero, the love interest in it, like mm-hmm. in the first book. So there is like a little bit of romance. But if you don't mind that the romance is kind of secondary.
Right.
Then, you know.
Yeah.
This. Also, they describe food a lot in this. And I think it's...
I like that.
I think it's like apple pies they talk about a lot, or something apple related. And so, because whenever I think about this book, I get this really weird urge to for a slice of like apple pie. And I don't know if I like, I feel like we talk about this a lot, about like the food that was mentioned in the book.
It's a thing with us.
Yeah, I can't, I'm just a hungry person. I just enjoy food too much.
So oddly enough, so I wanted to now give you a more recent release, and oddly enough, it's a slow paced book.
Oh wow.
But
you must have loved this.
But I really love this series, and it is a fantasy romance series. So the heroine is Lisanne from A Touch of Stone and Snow, and it's book 2 in the Gathering of Dragons series by Mila Bain. And I highly recommend you read the series. I love the first book. I probably love the first book more than the second one, but I feel like the heroine in the second book, it's more of the warrior. I mean, she literally is a mercenary.
Yeah.
So I think that it's just, it's, I don't know how to explain the series, because it's a little bit of like Game of Thrones vibes, but there's definitely a good romance. And in this particular story, they're like childhood best friends, not like childhood, like lovers, but like they really cared for each other. And then there was something that like breaks them apart, that then when they get back together, like they come together, they don't get back together, but when they come together for a common like enemy, they really have to like work through that. And I really loved it, and it's a virgin hero. I know that we're not like talking about the heroes, but it's just such a sweet book at the same time where there is like a really kick-ass and strong heroine. And he's also a warrior, but he's like, oh God, what's the name of the hero in Gladiator? Raiden?
Yeah.
So he's kind of like that, where he is a kick-ass warrior, but he can also give his heroine the space, you know, to be powerful. So I really love the series. I think it's really interesting. It's different. It plays out like a movie in my head when I read it. And there is a new book coming out, I think, in a couple of months. So I'm super excited about that.
So I really want to read these.
They are slow paced though and descriptive, so I have no idea how.
Yeah, and if you and I can tolerate that more than you can. So yeah. If you liked it, it must be really good. But I feel like I'm the last person in the world who realized that Milla Vane was Mel Jean Brooks.
Right. Yeah.
And I love Mel Jean Brooks. Like the Kraken King by Mel Jean Brooks is one of my favorite books. And so I'm like, I really need to read her books as Milla Vane, because I'm sure that, you know, the name might change, but the style right. normally remains the same. Right. So and also it's like fantasy and like everyone seems really kick-ass. So I know that I'll like it. I just need to actually...
Yeah, it's basically like epic fantasy.
Read it.
You know?
Yeah, so. But with romance. Mm-hmm. No, it sounds good. I need to read it and I am excited to read it. I have noticed one thing, like the one thing that all these books has in common, which you like nailed earlier, is that the heroine, obviously we love the heroine, but the hero is also great because they kind of encourage the heroine mm-hmm. in like, they don't hold them back and right. be overprotective. They're like, the heroine is a warrior to begin with and they respect that and like utilize their skills or like respect their skills. I don't know quite how to put it.
Definitely.
And you said it better earlier, but like all of these books have that like that in common.
Agree. Either they're working together or they're just giving them the space or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. They give them like the respect of that their competence mm-hmm. should gain them. But because they're women, we obviously know that that isn't actually what happens.
Yeah.
Always happens. So I think that's something that all of these series we've spoken about have in common.
Yeah, definitely.
So my next one will surprise you because it's young adult.
Ooh.
Yeah. And the heroine's name is Hetty Alabama, and it's from the Devil's Revolver series by V.S. McGrath.
Okay.
So this is a young adult book. It's a magical western. Okay, it's like it's such a great like idea, and Hetty's family get killed, and it's because her father had this revolver called the Devil's Revolver, and each time you fire it, you lose a year of your life.
Ooh.
And her family's been massacred apart from her sister who's been kidnapped. So basically, it's her journey to save her sister with this revolver that every time she is fought, because she doesn't want to use it, she kind of knows straight off that that's what this does, so she knows not to use it, but there are times where she's forced to use it. So she starts book one as 17 years old, but she has to fire it a few times, so as the book goes on she ages.
Ooh.
Because she has to fire this revolver to kill and save like either herself or all the people she's with. So as the book goes on, she like, you know, gets a gang of characters around her to try and save her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really great series, and she is a badass, maybe not quite in the same way as the others. She's like a cowgirl western. She's got the Devil's Revolver, which she tries not to use, but it's a jealous gun and it doesn't allow her to touch any other guns. Ooh. If I'm remembering this correctly.
That's cool.
So it's not like, oh well, you can't use it, don't use that gun, use another one. She, like...
Right.
She can't.
Right.
I might be misremembering this, but I think... Because otherwise it would be too easy, wouldn't it? It's like, well, I just won't use that gun, I'll use another one.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a really interesting book. The fact that it's a magical western is interesting, interesting enough as it is. But yeah, she's kind of going around the West trying to find her sister, like battling enemies as she goes, because she isn't, people want this revolver. I don't know why you'd want it. It's something to do with open it, like it's got paranormal elements in this book, so it's, there are reasons why people want this revolver, and she's just looking for her sister. Like I said, I am not a big young adult reader. It's just generally it's just not my vibe, but this book has no real, there's meant to be a hint of romance, but there is, it's not, don't go in thinking there will be a romance, because mm-hmm.
yeah,
it's not,
that's not
it's
what
not
it is.
Really, it's not a romance And if there is a romance, it's going to be fairly incidental to the story as a whole, which is probably why I liked it, because I don't really want to see teenagers fucking. I mean, I just don't. It's not my thing. And if you like it, that's fine. But I just don't. I will do like them to see them killing, though, apparently, and aging a year as they do it. It's a good analogy, though, for like how killing someone changes you, because for her, it literally ages her a year. It's an interesting like toss-up. Every time she fires a gun, she has to be like, well, is it worth losing a year of my life to do it?
That's pretty cool.
But yeah, it's a great series. It's really good.
Nice.
I need to catch up on it.
So for my next one, I also went back into my archives to pull an old one to talk about that.
Because
I'm trying to like really give it mix and not always recommend the same things. So my next kick-ass fighter heroine is Riley Jensen from the Riley Jensen Guardian series by Kerry Arthur. The first book is Full Moon Rising. That is also a Finnish series. And it's another one of those where it's like a government paranormal group.
Mm.
I guess that's my theme here.
I'm going to say it. What you like?
You know, it was like that early 2000s golden era of urban fantasy. And that's like what those series were about. And honestly, I love that. And I wish that more authors were writing that right now. To be very fair. So this series is set in Australia, and the heroine, Riley Jensen, is a hybrid. So she's a vampire-werewolf hybrid, and she is part of this organization that works with the police department for, like, all the paranormal CIA-type stuff, you know? So there's a lot of investigation and stuff. And she does have a twin brother who goes missing in the first book. And I don't want to talk about the love interest because it's not very clear. Like, it's spoilery to talk about the love interest. The thing with this series, so technically she's, it's kind of like assassins and like that kind of stuff. So general vibe, that's what it is, you know, like kind of like Night Huntress a little bit. But in terms of the romance, like, I know that a lot of people have issues with the series because of the sex, and with the sex with, like, not necessarily the hero, which obviously you don't know who the hero or the main love interest is going to be until, like, later on you start seeing the relationships develop. But shifters, like werewolves in this series, have, like, when the full moon comes around, there's actually like literal moon heat. They have to have sex, and it's kind of like a ritual, you know, like how in other books werewolves go for like their full moon run with the pack, and like they wake up in the middle of the forest. So in this series, it's basically orgies at werewolf clubs, but it's not like, like when I say like sex is not like it's meant to be there for the erotic value, like those kind of scenes when it's like the moon heat kind of stuff, they're not as descriptive. Like, they may not go into as much depth as when she's having sex with like a main character kind of situation. So there is there's a distinction between like those sex scenes and like a sex scene with a character outside of that moon heat. But I know that a lot of people like have said, oh, well, you know, it's too much promiscuity, and like they've compared the series to Anita Blake. But I really love it. I think it's got like a really good mix of like the mystery and action element. And Riley is just a kick-ass character. And she also has a good sense of humor. There's plenty of that in the series as well. So, and Kerry Arthur is one of my favorite urban fantasy authors. There is a spinoff of the series because this is a complete series. It kind of goes on for a little bit like a love triangle, so I will put in all the warnings for all the stuff that any people don't like. but I'm satisfied because she ends up with the guy I liked, so there's that.
That's good. See, I've never read that series, and if I'm honest, it is because of the sex, and it's not because I think, oh, Riley Jensen, she's so promiscuous, what a slut. That's not why I don't read it. It's just, I feel like I'm maybe too traditional. I'm like, obviously heroines can have sex with whoever they like, but if I'm reading a book where it's like romantic, I don't really,
but it's technically not romantic, wanna see? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
that's
like
straight true.
Up urban fantasy with like, yeah, a side, like the romance is the side aspect. So
yeah,
if you go in with the right mentality.
I don't, I still can't decide if I want to give it a go, because also books with loads of sex scenes in, I just find boring too. So I don't want to be there like, oh, a moon heat scene. Yeah.
I can't,
that.
I
like,
can't,
can we just get to the murder, please?
It's been a while, so I can't like give you an actual idea of like how often that happens, because I don't remember it being like constantly, you know. So
yeah,
but it's been a while, so I, yeah, could be wrong.
I mean, and as for the Anita Blake series, that went weird.
I never read that one.
I
read her other series, Mary Gentry, but not Anita Blake.
No, so I started the Anita Blake series, and the first few books are just straight up urban fantasy, Night Huntress-esque. There are characters in it, there isn't really sex in it or anything like that, and then suddenly like this switch flips and the series I thought I was reading just completely changed, and I stopped reading.
Yeah, that's
reading.
Not good.
Mainly because like I went in thinking it was one type of series and I'd read a few books and then it changed to something else, and yeah, I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
What happened?
That's not what I signed where has, up for.
Yeah, like, where has the story gone? So no, I did start reading Anita Blake, but quickly went off it as the series went on. So it just wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah,
it just wasn't what the kind of book that I really like that much. My next series is one of my favorites, and it's the Kit Kobana series by JC Daniels, which is a pen name for Shiloh Walker. I love this series. It's so good. It's got Kate Daniels vibes.
I wonder why you liked it.
So the heroine, I think she's a PI. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's a mercenary like Kate. I think she's a PI. It's set in a world which is complete. It's like this world, but completely different. Their paranormal creatures are out. Everyone knows about them. There are vampires and shifters, and pretty sure there are witches as well. Mm-hmm. Are the main things. And in the first book, she's hired by a pack to, I think she's to find someone who's gone missing, and they need her help. And obviously the pack alpha is the hero in the series, because it is like there's quite a heavy romance throughout the series. I'm gonna be honest, it's, if you like the Kate Daniels series, I'm not saying it's a copy of the series, because it is different, it's in key ways, but it's like the vibe of it is like the same. I'm gonna be honest, I prefer Kate Daniels. Mm-hmm. But like this series is really good. Content warning, it's not in the first book, it might be the second or third. The heroine does get captured and raped and abused, and it made me cry real hard. It doesn't go into loads and loads of details, but it is really intense. So we have the first half of this series where you get to know her and she falls in love. And then the second half, which is like after this massive traumatic experience where she almost has to reconnect to that old life.
Yeah.
And it's just a great series. That proper made me bawl my eyes out, like a bit like the Mercy Thompson series did the same thing to me. But so content warning, that does happen in this series. And if you're not into that, but if it's something that you find difficult, I would maybe think twice before like going any further, because it is a super, super intense thing that happens to her. And then is that thread throughout the rest of the series.
Right.
Had you read the series? I thought you might have read.
No. I have it on my Kindle because I wanted to read it from when the first book came out, but then I just never did.
Yeah. There are no more books come out in the series. I can't remember if it just finished or if JC Daniels stopped writing.
Yeah.
I think it just, I mean, because each book had like a separate story in it, which like ended at the end. So it's not like it left anything open. Mm-hmm. I might have to reread it because it is a, it, but because it's so intense, it gets so intense. It's not a book that you can easily just reread.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But it's so good. I highly recommend it. If you like Kate Daniels, then you will like this book. This is my expert opinion.
So my next one is one that I was talking about before when we were talking about Gladiator, and is the Consortium Rebellion series by Jesse Mihalik. Book one is Polaris Rising. I feel like all the heroines in this series are pretty kick-ass. The funny element of that is the fact that they are all princesses, they're all royalty. And the way that this world is set up is that basically the universe is ruled by these main like high houses or whatever, and the three main heroines in this series are the daughters of one of the houses, and there's a lot of political intrigue in this series. And in the first book, the heroine, she's a little bit younger, and her father has decided that he's going to marry her off for political reasons to the son of one of the other high houses, because, you know, control and power. And obviously she doesn't want that, so she goes on the run, and she ends up on this ship. And there's there she meets a soldier that is technically a it's kind of spoilery, so I'm not going to get into too much of, you know, what's happened with him. But there's a lot of things that the royals have done, and he's taking the blame for some of the stuff that maybe not necessarily was things he's done. And it ties back into all the political intrigue. But they have to work together to, like, she's freeing him because he's, like, in this, like, jail-type ship, and he's being transported. And she's almost getting caught back by her father and her, quote-unquote, fiancé. So he's helping her escape. And for a princess or, like, a royal, I thought that all the heroines in this series, like, really are pretty kick-ass, independent. Like, they don't really need anybody to save them. Like, she may need some help, but just because, like, one person maybe can't, like, face two spaceships worth of, like, warriors. But I just really love this series. I think that it has the vibes of, like, the action pack and, like, fast pace and all that stuff that we were talking about with Gladiator. And I feel like the characters are also quite similar, like, personality wise hero and heroine, to the characters in Gladiator as well, even though it's more of a space opera than Gladiator was.
I have this one on my TBR. I just because I just never got around to reading. I think it might even be on my Kindle.
Yeah, and the second one is, like, the oldest sister with, like, the head of security for the royal family. And then the last one is, I think, the youngest sister, where everybody thinks she's, like, the socialite, and, like, that's the impression she gives off. But she's, it's a little bit more like a spy situation.
Okay, that sounds cool.
Yeah. I really like them. They're all pretty cool. And, like, I know you don't like royal romances, so these are technically royals in space, but with a little spice.
See, I don't... It's contemporary royal stuff that annoys me. Not annoys me. I just don't read it. So there probably are some, like, great books in that, like, trope, but I won't read them.
Yeah.
Because I just can't. I just can't deal with it. But it feels different when it's, like, part of a sci-fi or it's a fantasy, like... It has, like, a different vibe, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Or even historical.
Yeah, true.
You know? Yeah. But I don't know.
Sci-fi is better.
When it's historical, because when it's historical, you can look back at that particular figure and be like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But I did read like a historical royal one where I think it was a Jennifer Ashley book where she just made up a new kingdom. Mm. So that was fine. I can get down with that. That was quite a good. I can't remember what it was called now, but it was quite a cute one.
Nice.
I mean, it's completely not for this recommendation list, but. So my next one is like an older book series as well. I've only actually read the first book in this series and I do mean to read the rest of it. But, you know, like I said, stuff's on my TBR.
Story of our lives.
I will get to. Yeah. I mean, and this has been on my TBR for a long time. But I have read the first book and that's the Jane Yellowrock series mm-hmm. by Faith Hunter. And the heroine is Jane Yellowrock. She is a vampire killer and she has been hired to look for a vampire who has been going round killing people willy-nilly. In this series, I think vampires are hidden from humans. So obviously a vampire going around killing all these people like they are is really upsetting that balance. So she's been hired in by the vampires to try and find out who it is. But Jane has like secrets of her own. They all think that she's human, but she's actually can shift into, I think it's a cat that she can shift into, or it might be she can shift into any animal that she wants. No, it's definitely a cat. Because she shares her soul with a cat. And there's this whole backstory about it and how that's come about, which you learn a little bit about in the first book, but I imagine gets expanded upon in future books. Also a hint of romance, although nothing romantic actually happens. But like, do you know when it's like the author is setting up the contenders in the first book for who it might be?
Yeah.
And the vampires were really interested in this because they were really dangerous and kind of sexy, but also so dangerous that you're not sure you would ever really want to go there. Like, I'm trying to think of something that it compares to. So, do you know Night Huntress series, they're dangerous, but like still you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
I would definitely bang bones. But in this series, they're like, I'm not sure I would, even though they're really sexy and they've got that dangerous vibe, because they all seem pretty psychopathic to me. but no, it was just really interesting. I like it when books have like these twists on vampires and almost take the romance out of vampires, but you still kind of see them as an option.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm explaining this really badly. But no, it was really good. She is, obviously, she's a vampire hunter. She's got some badass skills. She's really smart. So she does some investigation work as well. And I just, it was just a really good, it was a really good start to the series. And I remember reading it thinking, this book is has got a lot of like the tropes that you find in urban fantasy books, and I'm like, I feel like this book is probably started a lot of those tropes. So like, it when you've read all these other like urban fantasy books and then read Jane Yellowrock, it feels like almost like it's like copying all these tropes and doing all this stuff that you see in urban fantasy books, and then you realize, well, actually this is one of the first ones that this Faith Hunter isn't copying anyone.
Just the original. In that respect.
Yeah. It's like Jane Yellowrock is the original, like, badass heroine in the leather jacket and motorcycle, you know?
So my last one that I have is also an urban fantasy, and it's Sabina Kane from Redheaded Stepchild. That's the first book. The series is Sabina Kane by Jay Wells. And I love her character because she goes through a whole journey in the series. Now, I haven't finished the series. Mm. I think I'm up to, like, book 4.
Oh, that's almost at the end.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's not a long series.
I just need to finish it. It's so terrible. Yeah. But, so she is a half vampire, half mage, and she's an assassin. So she's an assassin for the Domine, which is, like, the vampire council or whatever, and the head of that ruling body, whatever, is her grandmother. So she was actually raised by her grandmother, and she's never had any contact or knowledge with her mage side. And that was intentional by her grandmother. So she's kind of been like sheltered, but used by her grandmother. And in the first book, she does go on that journey where she starts being exposed to mages, the sexy hero that is a mage, which I particularly remember walking around in a towel, which was interesting. But it's quite an action-packed series, but at the same time there's a lot of like personal growth, because she's kind of like never fit in, you know, like even though she was raised by the vampires, but she's never really fit in because she's a half-breed. And then now she's starting to like discover all these things about the mages and realizing a lot of the things that she was taught were lies. Plus, I just have to mention my absolute favorite part about this series, which is not necessarily the heroine, and is her sidekick.
Yes!
One of my absolute favorite psychics ever, Gigul. He's a demon in the shape of a hairless cat. And he is just, like, the perfect psychic in urban fantasy. Like, when I think of, like, psychics, there's only, like, a few that really stand out and come to mind. And Gigul is one of them. I just absolutely love him.
Yeah.
So.
He's hilarious.
He is just so funny. Oh, my God, so funny.
Yeah.
If nothing else entices you, you have to read the series because of him. He's just so good.
The sarcastic hairless cat.
Yes.
Although, if I remember incorrectly, there is a little bit of a love triangle at the beginning of the series.
Yes.
I feel like it's quite quickly resolved. And you kind of know.
Well, I think like from the beginning, you kind of know where she's going to lean. But yeah.
Because there's like the easy option.
Yeah.
And then there's the harder option.
Yeah.
Which might turn out to be the right option, but it's just much easier to go with the other guy.
Yeah.
Because the other guy is also sexy and everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So I definitely recommend that one. Also digging into my let's go back 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I need to, like, finish reading this.
There were so many good urban fantasies coming out there. There was a certain, like, few years.
Yes.
I think it was probably at the same time all the great PNR was coming out. Like, all the great urban fantasy.
Agreed.
Was coming out as well.
Agreed.
But, yeah. I haven't read them all, so that's something. Still, I need to go back and read some.
Same.
So, I do have some more. But they're ones we spoke about like more frequently. So obviously there's Indigo and Mercy from the Psy Changeling series by Nalini Singh, who we've very, very recently spoken about already. So they're both high-ranking females in their packs. Both fighters, warriors, really well-trained. So they're like badasses. But, you know, you can listen to those episodes if you want to hear us rhapsodizing about them. Sticking with Nalini Singh, we have Eleanor from the Guild Hunter series. I mean, it's actually there's a couple of like warrior heroines kind of in that series, but obviously Eleanor is the main character in that. And she's a hunter, so her job is to hunt down like vampires who do bad things and try and run away. So she's like a really well-trained warrior. So love her, love that series. We've got a whole series about Kat from the Night Hunter series by Janine Frost, where you can hear us talk about her like all the time.
Yep.
So, but obviously she's a warrior who has great personal growth, and then there's the romance to throw in there as well. So that's a great series. Like if that our first series of the Fangnova hasn't convinced you to. Good to read that, then like nothing will. But no, that's a great one. We both had quite long lists for this, so obviously the warrior heroine.
I kind of feel back that I'm like, well, we've talked a lot about these, so I'm not even gonna go there. You know, like Hex from the Sin from the Demonica series. Like, we're always talking about, I feel like we're always talking about the same series. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna like spice things up and like dig deep.
Yeah. And Will from the Dragonkin series by J.A. Eiken.
Yeah.
Like, there's a plenty. Shelley Lawrence does plenty of warrior heroines.
And if we really want to stretch, if we really want to stretch things with sort of a sci-fi, we can throw in Eve Dallas in there as well, because she's pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, she's totally. I would say Eve Dallas is. I mean, she's always punching people in the face. Yeah. She's definitely a fighter. Like.
Yeah.
There's always one scene in each book where Eve is strolling along in the station and then some crazy drunk person comes barreling towards her and she like takes him out with a single punch or kick or something. Yeah. She's a total modern day, very modern day because it's set in the future, like heroine, I think, kick-ass heroine.
Yeah. Agreed.
But we speak about Eve Dallas a lot as
all the time. So I was trying to give you guys something different. So there you go.
Yeah, I think we spoke about series and books that we perhaps haven't mentioned before. Because I think this particular, like the trope of the warrior fighter heroine is something that we both
love
and have loved for a long time. So we have like 10 years worth
10 years worth of knowledge to unload on you guys.
Yeah. And there are heroines that I spoke about, which are perhaps, they're not perhaps like, they don't go around like wielding a sword or punching people in the face or whatever, but I would still consider them fighters. Mm-hmm. So people like Cassie Palmer from the Cassie Palmer series by Karen Chance. She's not like a warrior. She's not Kate Daniels who goes around stabbing people like with a sword. But she's a survivor, right? Mm-hmm. Who definitely gets into fights, but she probably doesn't easily fit the fighter heroine mold. But I do kind of think of her in that way anyway.
Yeah.
For some reason. Just because of the stuff that she's had to do and the stuff that she's had to go through.
Mercy Thompson a little bit too. It's like
Mercy Thompson. And then you were saying about the Hollow series by Kim Harrison,
Rachel
as well.
Rachel Morgan. Like, I mean, she's like that one character where there are always fights, but she may not always win them, which I like, you know. And I love her character growth throughout the series, where she gets like really comfortable in her magic and her, you know, in her own powers, in her darker side of what she can do, or you know. So
yeah. Yeah, so there are loads of heroines like survivor, like underdog, against the odds heroines that I really like, which I feel like quite a few of mine are when I was looking through. But yeah, so that is our God, this has been a long episode, Francesca. We really went into our like warrior heroines. So I hope you guys have found at least like one book or one series that we've intrigued you enough to pick up. And obviously, if you haven't picked up the Kate Daniels series, that is the one that you should do. I mean, your Alona Andrews books was good as well, like Iron and Magic. However, we have done an episode on Iron and Magic.
Yeah, we have. And it is part of the Kate Daniels. We decided you have to read them in order, so don't start there. Just ignore that and go to Suzanne's as a starting point.
Yeah. You kind of need to read 9 other books to understand the importance of Hugh d'Ombre.
Yeah.
So it says it's book 1 of something, but I'm like,
No. Don't go with that. You can listen to our episode in season 1 where we discussed that and we went into detail about why.
I reluctantly agree. The message from this episode is to read the Kate Daniels series by Alona Andrews. That's really all I wanted to get across.
Just read Kick-Ass Warrior Heroines because they're the best, basically. That's it.
Yeah, that too, but Kate Daniels, guys. Kate Daniels.
So funny.
What was I saying? Yeah, so next week we'll be talking about Kiss of Snow by Nalini Singh, which is book 10 in the Psychangeling series, which means Hawk, We finally get Hawke's book.
Yeah.
I am excited about this book. I am actually currently reading it right now. I'm 60% through and I cannot wait to start sharing my thoughts with you about this.
I didn't start it yet, so, and this is gonna be my first time rereading it, so I'm excited. Don't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
Don't like cloud my expectations.
Don't hint. No. It's also my first time rereading it as well. So there's a lot of stuff that I'd forgotten about.
Yeah.
But I am excited to talk about it because I do have thoughts. I think it's going to be an interesting discussion between us about Kiss of Snow.
Send help.
Not bad.
Send help.
Necessarily. But interesting.
Okay.
But no, that'll be a good episode. I can't wait to talk to you about it. So, you know, get reading, Francesca.
Okay. All right.
Thank you for joining us, guys. I hope you've enjoyed this particularly long episode. And like I said, you found Kate Daniels some recommendations. We'd really appreciate it if you took time to subscribe to the channel and maybe even give it a 5-star review, please. If you want to find us in the wild, you can follow The Fangover on Insta at The Fangover. We also have a website, thefangover.com, where you'll find lots of bits and pieces, including our recommendations. And we are also on Facebook. And then if you want to see more of me, which of course you do, you can find me on Instagram at Tales of Suzanne. And underthecoversbookblog.com.
And you can find me on Instagram at utcbookblog and underthecoversbookblog.com.
Right, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye! Bye.